Districting on April 6, 2001, at 2 p.m. in the first grade city council chamber.
And the senators, can I have your attention, please? I think we have a fine opportunity this afternoon, and I want to welcome the representatives and the senators, our favorite representative, Joanne Verger, and Ken's always a nice face to see. And we have some pieces of the new Christmas to take back with you. City Manager Bill Grile wants to make sure that you take the piece of his bag back with your new Christmas assistance. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and with that, we will call a meeting to order of the joint House and Senate Rules and Redistricting. But I appreciate the invitation. I certainly appreciate the facilities, and we had a wonderful tour of a wonderful town right after lunch. So, thank your husband for us. And this is neat. Yeah, I got four kids, and they're all going to be after this lunch. Going to stay on my desk. But thank you very much. What we are doing is we are in our every 10 years we redistrict the state. Well, the nation, actually, but the state, so as to redivide the state into equal segments. There are 60 House districts, 30 Senate districts, and 5 congressional districts. And it's very important that they have be of equal population, so they have equal representation. So that's what we're doing. We're on the road. We're going around the state to get input from the people, the local people, because you know best where those lines should be drawn. So that's what we—that's what we're here to hear. If you've never testified in front of a committee before, don't worry about it. We're pretty informal. Really, we just want you to come up, sign up, come up, give your tell us what's on your mind. We'll put it down. It is official. It goes in the official record. And it'll all be part of the redistricting testimony as we put our packages together. So I'd like to introduce members of the committee. You know most of them already. I'm Steve Harper. I'm from Klamath Falls, Senate District 30. That's really the district that goes from Klamath Falls to Ontario, which is about a third of the state. So the people that whine to me about having to drive an hour, I just don't listen to them. But Wayne, Representative.
Well, it's been, I think, what, 6 or 7 meetings we've had, discussions, phone calls about this redistricting. I had been talking to Nikki Witte, Commissioner Witte, 10 years ago. I was working hard. Redistricting didn't, as a voter, really didn't mean a whole lot. I was going to vote one way or the other on issues and for candidates, and I didn't realize the ramifications of what redistricting really meant. And now when you start dealing with this huge bowl of jello that is Oregon, you start moving things around, and you see when you take 3,000 here and it moves it there, and it moves on up through the state, it's not an easy thing to do. I think the one thing that we have to concentrate on is the fact that it has to be fair, and that's fair to the voters.
I'm Representative Richard Devlin. I'm actually from Lake Oswego and Tualatin, and on a good day I can get from the east to the west side of my district in about 20 minutes.
And he complains.
I'm Representative Joanne Verger, and I'm from District 47, and that includes Coos Bay, North Bend, Reedsport, and Florence.
I'm Representative Cheryl Walker, and I'm from House District 51, and I represent Central Point, Rogue River, Gold Hill, part of Grants Pass, part of Medford, and the Applegate Valley, including Jacksonville, Murphy, and Williams.
I'm Ken Messerly. My district is 24. It goes from the California border to Florence at this point. As Representative Krieger just stated, it'll probably end up going maybe even to Walport and east, probably to into Douglas County and let's see, Mapleton, and so it's going to be a much bigger district to cover, I'm sure, in the future, simply because I need 12,800 people in my district to when we move on. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, that's the issue. We're short, 12,800. The state has grown almost 20%. We haven't shrunk here, but we haven't grown quite as fast. So we need to add almost 13,000 people, and that's really what we're looking at. This is, in some respects, this is easier. In some respects, it's harder, because you don't go south and you don't go west. So tell us where we should go. Bernice?
Maltu.
Thank you.
Do you want to take the phone? She said she may not know that she was.
Well, we're going to get you anyway.
You're going to get me? I have to see you. I didn't talk to you. Right. And I'm not familiar with your process at all. However, I don't know that Tuesday North Bend should be divided. There are school districts in this area that are in our district, which is 47, and I really don't feel that that's fair. I don't want to give away anybody, but I don't feel it's fair to the Coos Bay North Bend area or to their district. They should have their own schools in their own district. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you. Janet Willis?
I had this feeling that I was going to be near the front when I signed that, but nevertheless.
Particularly when you're second on the list.
My name is Jan Willis, and I'm here today as a resident of Glasgow. I work in the city of North Bend, and I just recently learned about redistricting, so I'm not as educated on the subject as I'd like to be, but it has concerned me. Residents of Coos Bay and surrounding areas such as Glasgow and other communities all share the same social and economic concerns. We're all considered part of the same Bay Area. We share the same hospital, the same airport, the same port, shipping channel, rail bridge, the same ESD, college, and we should be represented by the same state representative. We rely on our representatives to be our voice in Salem and to know and be supportive of our needs. We have particular concerns related to our coastal communities that are different than those of other areas. Therefore, I believe communities surrounding the Coos Bay area should be included in one District 47 so that our representatives can be our voice in Salem and represent our particular interests. For the past several years, my husband and I, as residents of Glasgow, have questioned why Glasgow is a part of District 48. We've always felt that the representative residing in the Coos Bay area should be the representative that represents our interests for the reasons that I stated. I see redistricting as an opportunity now to include those areas around Coos Bay into District 47 so that the person sent to Salem will be representing a contiguous area with common interests. And I am nervous, yes. Thank you.
Don't be nervous. That was perfect. That was perfect. Pat Brandt.
Yeah. My name is Pat Brandt, and I'm in District 47. And I support the redistricting as proposed in the April 5th meeting that was held last night, where the boundaries would cover the same school district, the same water district, and same city government. And I just recently learned of this redistricting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Roger McCorkle.
Good afternoon. I'm Roger McCorkle. I'm from Florence up in Lane County. Because despite some comments about being nice to keep everybody together in a community like Coos Bay North Bend, this district does go all the way north, and as you've already indicated, in all likelihood is going to go even further north and east as such. In a general sense, I'm very much a proponent of maintaining coastal districts. I think that as you go up the coast, it makes sense that 48 and 47, and frankly, District 4 up north of there, right on up to towards Astoria, Tillamook County, should be all part of coastal districts. I understand you've already been in Newport, and you probably heard from them some advisement about being tied into the valley so much up in that particular area. That even House District goes way over the mountains as such. I think if we had some lines, since we talk about natural geographic lines that follow the coast range going up the coast, it would make more sense. And if you needed to peel over towards the valley, it would almost make more sense to me to peel over when you got to Astoria and follow the Columbia going inland to somewhat, and to create at least 4 House districts and 2 Senate districts going right up the coast. Talk about going into Douglas County, into Winston-Dillard, and you're going to have some of the same feeling there in reverse. People on the coast who feel put out because they get tied to a district in the valley, you're going to suddenly have Umpqua Valley people who are going to say, what do we have to do with the coast? There's some significance for protecting coastal interests to having districts centered on the coast. And that ends up meaning that you start with 48, you go up the coast until you get enough people, and 47 until you have enough people. And the coast range takes in a lot of that. When you start dividing, and frankly, Florence in the 70s and 80s was the southern end of a district that went north. We were in Senate District 2 and House District 4 until the 90s. And Florence got moved down into this district as the area 10 years ago needed to pick up people. Well, some of your criteria in here, for example, of communities being associated, I don't know how exact you can tell on your maps, but I will tell you the 3 different House districts, which include 3 different Senate districts, meet just northeast of Florence. And you have a community there that finds itself in really 3 different areas. If you come down the coast at the present time, as soon as you cross the North Fork Bridge to go towards Eugene, you're in a district that goes to the valley. Cottage Grove, Junction City, western part of Eugene. As soon as you start up the hill, before you ever get up the hill towards see the lighthouse, you're into a district that goes north. I agree there are some real values in trying to bring people together with some common interests, and I think that involves keeping coastal districts on the coast. Hamby, especially trying to split, I think in Senator Messley's situation, going up the district and getting enough people and bringing them in is going to be the least of the problems. The difficulty is going to be in how do we split for districts 47 and 48. Because it might be nice to say, here's Coos Bay, North Bend, but if we keep a coastal district, how do you get the additional 7,000 people that Representative Krieger needs to get enough for his district, and where do they come out of at the present time, Representative Verger's district, and thus where do you pick up the additional almost 13,000 people that she's going to need as you go further north? How far east can you go? And I think that trying to bring it together so that we preserve at least some coastal districts without having to go over the coast range, get into the Umpqua Valley, get into the Willamette Valley, is going to be of real value in the future for people on the coast. And so there's a real strong emphasis, at least on my part, that as we set up these district lines, that we keep that in mind. And it's even with your own criteria, not only currently, and it obviously won't be after the next one because I don't see any way it could possibly continue to be divided as our community is right now, but whether school districts and communities and economic bases and everything currently has been divided for the last 10 years up there. But let's keep the coastal districts as best we can. Thank you.
Those are all of our questions also. We're looking for some answers. Dave Tilton.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Tilton. I live in District 48 and Senate District 24. and I practice law here in Coos Bay. I have what might be an answer of how to keep the coastal districts and be fair. And I think that looking at the map, that, and I want to say that I agree in principle with Ms. Willis as well as Mr. McCorkle regarding the community of interest. And I think that what logically needs to be done is that the Charleston, East Bay, East Side area of Coos Bay needs to be put in District 47, which I believe will probably allow pickup of significant population. If you don't, I understand you're shooting for 57,000, and it's currently at 50,196. I don't know if you're going to pick up 7,000 people with Glasgow, Kingston, Eastside, Charleston, and Southern. But I think if that doesn't pick up enough, I would suggest perhaps at the northern end, cut inland a little bit, perhaps as far as Mapleton. I drive to Eugene quite a bit, and I know that my psychological cutoff point is the tunnel east of Mapleton. Now, I live in 48. We're going to have to make up for that. And what I would suggest that we do is move 48 further east on Highway 42. I don't know where the line is. It looks like it ends right about Camas Valley. But I think we could pick up the population of Camas Valley, 10 Mile, Dillard, and perhaps into Winston. Looking at the map as it is right now, I think most of the population of 48 is going to be along the 42 corridor and down Highway 101. And one of your criteria is talking about be connected by transportation links. The only transportation links in Southern Coos and Curry County is Highway 101 and Highway 42. And I know that psychologically, I'd never go into California to pick up 199. I would not suggest going across the mountain range, but I really think that the communities along the 42 corridor, if they were added to 48, would make up for the southern part of Coos Bay that would be put into number 47. Looking a little bit further, I don't want to utilize all the time, I notice that number 46 is also a little bit short. You didn't take it out of 46. I would suggest on the other end, I spend a lot of time down there. My wife is from Eagle Point. All my in-laws are from that part of the country. I would suggest you could pick it up by bringing 46 down into Butte Falls, just north of Eagle Point. I understand it looks like it ends at Shady Cove. That population from Eagle Point north is growing like, you know, leaps and bounds, and I think that what you took away from 46, you could probably move further east along the Butte Falls Highway. Northern, I think Eagle Point might be a good cutoff line. But I do think the community of interest of Coos Bay, and I'm not, you know, I practice here, but I live in 48, I think it would be wise to go ahead and just make all of Coos Bay in 47 and then, you know, along 42 for 48. Any questions?
Thank you. Terry?
Good afternoon. Sounds like Dave has it all figured out. I think that's fine. Maybe the rest of us don't need to testify. This redistricting process is certainly a new one to me and to my election staff. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I'm Terry Turry, and I'm the county clerk here in Coos County. And like I just said, this is a new experience for me. I've been in office for about two years and 3 months now. And so we're using this as a educational tool for us, and understand that the electoral process is definitely going to be impacted by the outcome of this process. And I have to agree with what's already been stated, and that is to consider the portion around the bay, the east side, Kingston, Kentucky, Glasgow areas, to be moved over into the District 47 representative district. And the reason I'm saying that more so is because during the general election, we had numerous phone calls from people who received ballots who expected to have representative 47 candidates on their ballot, and they weren't on that ballot. And so they were surprised and shocked and called the office and said, I think you've sent us the wrong ballot. Well, of course, that's the worst thing in the world that the election official wants to hear. And so we check it out, and we find out that, no, in fact, they are in District 48. And so as a county clerk, I think that it makes sense to move those areas who are considered to be part of the Coos Bay area into District 47. It will help alleviate a lot of the confusion that voters living in those areas currently have. I think that's it. The other point that I had written down has already been stated. Was, I know it's going to be difficult to try and keep everything on the west side of the coastal range, because we don't really have anywhere to go west, but coastal issues are important for all of us, and it would be nice to keep it as straight up and down as we can get there. Good luck. I think you have a tough job.
Thank you. Lorena Matthews.
Senators and representatives, I'm Verena Matthews, and I live in the east side of Coos Bay. I haven't got too much to say, except that I did receive a lovely birthday greeting from our representative 48, which I thought was a real nice thing to do. However, I still would like to be changed. I'd like to have east side changed back to District 47. It seems like
you're getting
back the card. I can't. I've written on it already.
Hey, get it.
But it wasn't. but it seems funny that the city of Coos Bay, which it took so long to consolidate, that now we're divided again, and we're in 48. So I would just like to urge you to consider putting east side and Glasgow back into 47.
Thank you. Don Spangler.
Who wants to tell me what he was going to say? Here's your chance. Pete Demain.
I'll stay here for a
minute. Come on. Talk to us.
That's fine. I'm going to work.
Okay. Linda Doman.
Just want to thank you for all coming here. My name is Linda Doman. I live in Coos Bay, District 47. And I think that Eastside and Charleston and Glasgow and Kentucky there should all be as one. It's very confusing to people. Terry had the official view. I have the unofficial of trying to help voters and registration and everything, trying to explain to them why they couldn't vote for the person that they wanted to, since they were just across the street from where they should have been, you know, for the different districts. A lot of people had a very hard time understanding that, since everybody was in the same water districts and sewer districts and school zones and everything. So it would be very, I think it would be a lot better for the people for understanding the process if they were all in the same type of boat, where one neighbor could talk to another neighbor about their ballots or their issues or whatever, and be able to talk to the same, you know, the same thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you. John Griffiths.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is John Griffiths. I'm a Coos County Commissioner for about 3 months now. And so I'm going to take a real political good sense here and take a vastly unpopular view from what I've heard. District 48, it'd be wonderful, and we'd have a whole lot more in common if we could reach down and get Crescent City. But every time I've been there, it's still in California. So I don't know how we'd do that. That's what we have you here for, is to figure.
Give it a shot.
Okay, thanks, I'm done. And But being this, they haven't yet figured out how we can get Crescent City. 48 isn't going to be, it isn't going to work if we take the population areas away from it, which is difficult, and I'm sympathetic to people living across the street from someone who's in another house district, but it just, the mountains and everything else, it just won't work. I would prefer that as far as the Coos Bay, East Side Charleston alignment stay the same and go east, like Mr. Chilton suggested, and pick up Winston and Dillard, because except for salinity, those people are a lot more like us than the further up Highway 38 you go. I see where we're also talking about congressional districts, so if there's any way possible, you could stick a very small tentacle over from Eastern Oregon, from the 2nd District. Do you know where we're going with this?
I got
this is a real narrow one that'll go around Eugene.
We were down in Medford, the Ashland people wanted to get into Eugene, so maybe we could do a swap there.
Yeah, well, I was saying on the alternative, we'll take Grants Pass and Tay Falls. It's going to look kind of funny, but it's possible. And then as far as Ken's district, I like it as much the way as it is. I mean, he's going to have to go find some more people. But we want that, I want that one pretty much left alone. The most essential thing, though, is that we keep four distinctly coastal representative districts if we can.
And keep the four districts.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Thank you. Now, that's everybody that has signed up, but you see that we're all one big happy family. We're informal, so come on up. But if I'm going to hurt you, then I want you coming up.
Thank you. I'm Nikki Whitty, also a Coos County Commissioner, and I didn't intend to testify today, but when Roger got up and talked about how Western Lane County used to be, I worked for the senator that had all of Lincoln County, all of Tillamook County, Western Lane, a huge chunk of Yamhill, and parts of Washington. And I support keeping our coastal district as close to the coast as we can. And if it means that we have to absorb that Central Oregon Coast District and have two senators and four House districts, I think that's the way we need to go. Because let me tell you, being a staffer and having the interest, you know, my interest was in the coastal issues, dealing with some of those inland issues was not the easiest thing to do. And I'm sure some of you have districts like that and know what I mean.
Thank you. Sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Alan Rumbaugh. I'm here as a citizen of unincorporated North Bend, I think it is, District 47. I manage the Port of Coos Bay, and I happen to show up at the legislature occasionally, so I have my first controversial comment ever, probably not. I understand the importance of having one person represent maybe the Coos Bay North Bend area. It makes a lot of sense to me. On the other hand, it's very nice to go to the legislature and know that there are two representatives who are focused on the Coos Bay North Bend area. I mean, that is really important to me. No matter what party they're in, this is very selfish on my part, but I know that there are two representatives who are focused on our district, and that's twice the number that we otherwise might be entitled to. I was looking at the map, and I couldn't see a single district that was over, except District 49 was just about the right size, and I thought, man, we're down, this southwestern Oregon area is down close to the size of a district. I mean, if by next census, looks like we'll be talking about losing one of the districts for sure, if things go the way they are, or if Portland continues to grow the way it is. I don't look forward to that. So I don't really, I'm glad I don't have your job. I would not want to mess with this thing, but I want to throw out another perspective, I guess, on behalf of the Coos Bay North Bend area. I think that's what I'm suggesting, that sometimes it's not fair, two reps rather than one, just because you get twice as much attention, I guess.
Twice as many birthday cards.
I don't remember getting one.
You were very selective. Yeah.
All right, who else? Members of the committee, we need formal testimony. Would you like some formal testimony for the record? Oh, you're here? Here's your shot.
Just very little. We've looked at this before, where the numbers might come from. And the situation that I have, I don't have an opportunity to go south, as I said earlier. East, I'm in the county office.
Signed up, but you see that we're all one big happy family. We're informal, so come on up. But if I'm going to hurt you, then I want you coming up.
Thank you. I'm Nikki Whitty, also a Coos County Commissioner, and I didn't intend to testify today, but when Roger got up and talked about how Western Lane County used to be, I worked for the senator that had all of Lincoln County, all of Tillamook County, Western Lane, a huge chunk of Yamhill, and parts of Washington. And I support keeping our coastal district as close to the coast as we can. And if it means that we have to absorb that Central Oregon Coast District and have two senators and four House districts, I think that's the way we need to go. Because let me tell you, being a staffer and having the interest, my interest was in the coastal issues. Dealing with some of those inland issues was not the easiest thing to do. And I'm sure some of you have districts like that and know what I mean.
Thank you. Sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Alan Rumbaugh. I'm here as a citizen of unincorporated North Bend, I think it is, District 47. I manage the Port of Coos Bay, and I happen to show up at the legislature occasionally, so I have my first controversial comment ever. Probably not. I understand the importance of having one person represent maybe the Coos Bay North Bend area. It makes a lot of sense to me. On the other hand, it's very nice to go to the legislature and know that there are two representatives who are focused on the Coos Bay North Bend area. I mean, that is really important to me. No matter what party they're in, this is very selfish on my part, but I know that there are two representatives who are focused on our district, and that's twice the number that we otherwise might be entitled to. I was looking at the map, and I couldn't see a single district that was over except District 49 was just about the right size, and I thought, man, we're down, this Southwestern Oregon area is down close to the size of a district. I mean, if by next census, looks like we'll be talking about losing one of the districts for sure if things go the way they are, or Portland continues to grow the way it is. I don't look forward to that. So I don't really, I'm glad I don't have your job. I would not want to mess with this thing, but I want to throw out another perspective, I guess, on behalf of the Coos Bay North Bend area. I think that's what I'm suggesting, that sometimes it's not to have two reps rather than one, just because you get twice as much attention, I guess.
You apply the main birthday card.
I don't remember getting one.
You're very selective.
Yeah. All right, who else? Members of the committee, we need formal testimony. Would you like some formal testimony for the record? While you're here, here's your shot.
Just very little. We've looked at this before, where the numbers might come from. And the situation that I have, I don't have an opportunity to go south, as I said earlier. East, I'm in the county office. West, I'm in the ocean. If we were to do, as was suggested by the majority of the people, to put Glasgow east side in, that makes me have 10,000. I go clear to I-5, take all of Winston and start south, and that ripple effect in those other counties is going to be significant. Now, I don't know how attached they are as far as issues to the South Coast. We talk about whether or not you would have a state rep here who would be like Mrs. Berger, for instance, would be more connected with everybody. Definitely they would not be connected as much with my district if I was going clear to Winston, taking all of Winston and south, and then the ripple effect of 10,000 out of that other district, 46, I think when we took a glance, it ended up going clear up as far as almost to Eugene before you could straighten it out, and it might even cause some problems going south and representing Morgan's area. So it's not easy to try to figure this thing out. We need to do it fairly to make sure we take a lot of things into consideration.
Anybody else?
So at the present time, we have 5 coastal representatives because we have Astoria. Representative Johnson is actually in the coastal caucus and represents it. It is a tough issue. I lack 6,800 and Representative Krieger lacks 6,800. He lacks 6,000. And it is very difficult to find that kind of population without going east are in going very far north and in trying to hold a community interest. I think the thing that concerns me about it is that we lose a lot of that. We're trying to get people to participate in government and to be more involved and more connected. And so the more we spread that way, the more disconnected people feel. And so that's really all of my comments. I'm just really here to listen. And I know that all of you appreciate, I just knowing most of you who are here, I know how much you appreciate having legislators come and to listen to what you have to say, and I know that they would welcome other comments if you want to send messages to me there at the Capitol. But this is a tough situation for the coastal areas. When you get up into the northern part where you have such increasing populations, those lines are much easier to move than there will be down in our area. So that's really all I have to say. Ken?
Thank you. I just want you folks to know that there's staffs of people in the Capitol building that are trying to work this thing out, looking at computers and overlays and all these kind of situations. And what it really comes down to is when you consider, as has been said, with the Coast Range and the mountains and the highways, you very quickly run into a situation where District 48 would have to take in Winston itself, which is really part of the Roseburg community. And they would be represented from the coast, which is even a bigger split than what I think we're talking about here in the Coos Bay North Bend area. And then when you go to 47 and you try to make that up, it's not an easy task. And we have looked at computer models that showed the populations. And when you get beyond Mapleton, again, you start running into the people think like they are part of Eugene more than they are part of the coast. And so we really, it doesn't make sense to go farther east than Mapleton. But if we, and so then that brings us down to going to Yahats and Walport to pick up enough to fill District 47. It's going to be a real difficult situation to represent these people for me and for Joanne and Wayne too, because we're just covering a lot more miles. The real solution is we simply have to get our economy back online so that we can grow with the rest of the state, because as long as we continue on the trends we have now and have seen for the last 15, 20 years, this is going to be even more of a problem next time we redistrict in 10 years. You know, there's been discussions too that the coast should drop a district, and so that's what I think all of our intention here is to try to keep our coastal districts, and because we do have different issues. Thank you.
Hey, well, once again, I'd like to really thank you for your hospitality. It was a wonderful meeting room, a great audience, and some terrific input. And a great souvenir. You guys are the winners so far. We're going to spread the word. We got about 8 more of these things. Take a look at the handout sheet. Little map, you guys know where you live, so that's not bad. But when you take this home, these are the criteria that we're dealing with. All of these lines will be drawn based upon this criteria. These are the numbers at the bottom of that page, the numbers that we're dealing with. On the back is the kind of the public input information, points of contact, where we're going for the rest of the month, but how you can really contact us. We've got the people that talked. You're on the record. But if you really, and particularly if you weren't here, if you're out listening, call us up, write us. There's a website with an email, a comments page. So it's very, very important that we hear what you're thinking. So when we put all these things together, remember 60 districts, so it's 64-sided boxes, if you will. And every time you move one line, you got to move the other 239, so it's kind of a treat. But we really can't move those lines unless, with any real degree of success, unless you tell us what you're thinking. So with that, we are adjourned.